And joining us now on the ticket hotline is our old buddy Ribby Paltz from the Paltz Draft Newsletter. This is Ribby's bread and butter. He made his name, his living back in the 70s as the draft expert, and so he loves this time of year. And Ribby, I know you've been working on your mock.
That's exactly right, Dan Mella. It's good to talk to you boys. It's my favorite time of the year, you know that, and let's do it. What do you say, gentlemen?
Well,
yes. Do you want to first give everybody your information on how to get the Paltz Draft Newsletter?
It no longer is in publication.
What? What are you doing your draft work for? Who are you doing your draft
work
for?
Well, you know, up until last year, I was still doing the Paltz Newsletter and trying to fax it out to people.
Yeah.
But nobody really has fax machines anymore. They kind of go all email, and I don't really have computer access. The only computer I have access to is the downtown library.
Oh, my gosh, it's so beaten.
So I just kind of call random people and give them my newsletter, give them my opinions over the phone.
Huh. You're not even working for Norm or anything? Or?
So spare.
Norm fired me.
Oh, no. Gosh, Ribby.
But you guys still have me on, and at least I can get my mock draft word out through your boys' radio station. Huh?
Yeah,
okay, let's do it.
Let's start at the number one pick draft. The Miami Dolphins take Darren McFadden, the running back from Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
At the number two.
Wait. They've already signed Jake Long. That's who they're going to take.
Well, yeah, they already signed Jake Long, so why draft him? In fact, Miami has already grown disenchanted with Jake Long because he just hasn't put up the gaudy numbers they expected. So they've already packaged Jake Long and the number one pick, draft pick, Darren McFadden, and they've traded down with St. Louis for the number two pick.
Huh. Wow.
So at the number one selection, now we got St. Louis, the Rams. They pass, leaving Miami to finally be able to draft Dan Marino out of retirement to fill the hole left by Jake Long, the offensive tackle from USA that they already signed and traded.
I find it hard to believe that you're not employed anymore.
So Dan Marino returns to the NFL, gentlemen, on the offensive line this time. A position that he should know something about, having been such a close observer all those years.
Right.
At number three, have selection, make choose. The Falcons from Georgia.
Hey. Yeah.
Draft Gosder Chirilis, the lineman from Boston College.
That's a little high for him, I would think.
They really like this player, man, George. He has a great shoulder to kneecap ratio and an impressive groin to scrotum radius.
That's not
the Falcons love the fact that Gosder Chirilis is going this high in the draft.
They love it?
And they feel pretty good about the mistake they are making.
Oh, my gosh.
At the number four football-related draft choice.
Yes.
The Oakland Raiders. They trade this pick to St. Louis for Jake Long, the offensive lineman from Michigan.
So he's going to slip to four, I guess?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but they're trading the pick for him. So he's not really drafted anything.
Yes.
The Rams
had apparently
quickly grown tired of Jake Long when he failed to set certain career records they had counted on. So now Jake has already been with three teams and has yet to be drafted. At number five, six, and seven, the Chiefs, Jets, and Patriots all pass in order to avoid drafting Chris Long, the whip son of Howie.
The weak?
Yeah.
He's a good player.
So, the whip son.
Oh,
he's just a beating, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Always, hey, my dad's Howie Long, I can get you on the set, you know.
Yeah.
He's that kind of guy.
So they don't want to take anybody else.
No, they just want to avoid drafting Chris Long, so they all pass. And number eight, gentlemen.
Yes.
Okay.
Vernon Golston seems to be singing out, take me, I'm going to go in the draft. Take me, I'm going to go in the draft. Unfortunately, the Ravens ain't listening, and they just let the time expire without making a draft.
Okay, I'm so tired of you saying teams are going to pass and let their time expire.
At number nine, gentlemen, the Bengals from Cincinnati take Jake Long from Michigan, who's forced out of early retirement, and he makes a little history, as this is the furthest an undrafted player has ever fallen in the top 10.
Oh, that gosh. Doesn't make any sense.
I bet you want to know what the Cowboys do.
Yes, what are the Cowboys going to do? They have two picks in the late first round.
Here we go.
The Cowboys, with their first pick in the first round, take Gazdar Chavrilas, the previously drafted funny name player from Boston College.
I don't think the Cowboy feels
that having the Pac-Man Jones leaves them with only one funny name in their lineup, so they draft Gazdar Chavrilas for that very reason. That's the way it's going to shape up. You make book on it, Milliman.
Have you talked to the Jerry about that pick?
I talked with the Jerry probably about 4 years ago, and this draft pick never came up.
What about the other Cowboys pick? You have any idea there at 28?
I don't think they have that pick.
What do you mean they don't have that pick?
They're going to dissolve the draft before they get that low.
All right, Ribby.
George, it's...
I haven't thought that far, George.
It's time we find a new draft expert.
So.
No, don't fire me, boys. You got to understand, this is the only source of income I have. Well, this and selling my sperm. By the way, George, I left a little donation on your back porch last night.
Ribby, all right, that's enough.
Bye.
That's Ribby Paltz from New Jersey, our draft expert.